Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Jets may be like a lot of franchises, just plagued to always make a mistake in those spots. The Dolphins certainly have blown it. When they picked highly in the draft, they passed on the Matt Ryan thing for Jake Long, 1 vs. 3. Bill Parcells saying, you need a cement block over there on the left side. And unfortunately, it wasn't a cement block. It was more like balsa wood, because Jake Long, as good of a player as he may have been, was breaking down constantly. Remember yes. When you used to get those little balsa wood planes?
Yes.
Yeah, did you ever have one of those, the little wooden planes that you had to put the wings on and everything, and then you would throw it one time, it would hit the wall, and
yes.
That was it. It would just
yes.
crumble.
It would explode.
The Wright brothers had a better shot of getting off the ground at Kitty Hawk and staying up there for more than 5 seconds. I believe them.
They're going down. I told them they were crazy.
It is funny to just see like a six-year-old and his favorite thing to accumulate is, as he put it, a couple of sticks.
That's great, though. Because my nephews and most of the kids I know would rather play with a box or an actual stick than anything of you. So the fact that your grandson already has his mind on his money, good for him.
Oh, no, this kid is totally all in, man. He's like Elon Musk. His idol is Jeff Bezos.
I love it.
He dedicated his birthday cake to Jeff Bezos and his entrepreneurial spirit. 6 years old, this kid. Unbelievable.
Great.
A little funny hat on and a nice little shirt.
The time.
Wake up with Defo, joined by Luby. Welcome to the Defo Show.
You would never say the show is good. Most folks think that you're misunderstood. He thinks he's often right. He thinks he is Defo light, but it's not so. 'Cause Tuesday blows.
Oh no, it's Lumen Tuesday. Who could hang this name on you? When you disconnect the callers, no one's gonna miss you.
You will never say the reason why. You watch a game as though you are a spy. On that little Apple phone, while Shirley's on her throne, you just sit by. You never groan.
It's Lumen Tuesday. Who could hang this name on you? When you disconnect the callers, no one's gonna miss you.
It's a concept I think we're slowly drifting away from, the Luby Tuesday concept, although Luby originally was going to be standing out with a hard-hitting editorial, but now he's doing it every day because he's getting paid for it, so you're back to actually being responsible about that sort of thing. Consistency is the name of the game, my friend. You always have to take the same swing. That's
go.
The way it is. You de-accelerate, I was telling the great Marty the Party Sachs just yesterday. We were hitting some tennis balls, and you can see, it's funny because it's easy to see. It's kind of like playing Indian poker, isn't it, playing tennis with somebody? Where, any individual sport, I guess, kind of reflects in the same way. Where you can see the other person's flaws, even though you're making the very same mistakes yourself. right? Where you decelerate in your swing.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. I don't think we want to go out right away here, Louie. We haven't said two words yet, so you might want to can that music for a few minutes here. Plus, we want to invite people to call in during this hour, a wide-open hour here on the program, where you can dial us up at 866-801-0940. We haven't taken enough time in recent months to entertain your telephone calls. And then what happens, Louie? People get out of the habit. Yeah, yeah, I called the show. I was on hold forever. I never got on. You don't want to do that and destroy that kind of method of communication and the two-way system that this sports talk radio is designed to be at 866-801-0940 if you'd like to join us here on the phone lines. But the Luby Too Big Tuesday concept kind of going the way of the 8-track tape, no? Remember that was an innovation? Yeah, we got 8-tracks here. Guy used to sell them on Jones Beach. He had a little suitcase full of 8-track tapes. And he would sell them at pirated prices, of course. This was black market stuff. And he would walk around the beach. That guy probably became a billionaire, no? He probably is the next or was the predecessor to Jeff Bezos. This was a long time ago. I don't know if anybody remembers that. Jones Beach, West End 2. Did that happen anywhere in Florida? Or was there a guy out there selling, hot 8-track tapes and cassettes, Louie?
Before my time, though. I remember
or anywhere in Vogue.
Mixtapes, but I don't know if it was on the beach. Like, I don't know if people were selling mixtapes on the beach.
On the beach, yeah, man. Everybody had these, big, new innovative sound machines. And, you were playing 8-tracks in them. And then they became a staple of the radio industry for a long period of time. Everybody wanted to know what was the graveyard for 8-track tape cassettes. And we used them all the time to do production on the radio. You would fire up a cart, as they would say. So that went by the wayside. Everything, eventually is replaced by something else. The Luby Tuesday concept, I think, is flying out the window. I was thinking about this, Luby, this Aaron Rodgers thing. That was very interesting what happened. What with the NFL draft? Because did not Aaron Rodgers cast a pall over the entire NFL draft, crushing and shattering and overshadowing the dreams that were coming to fruition for these fine young men that were all running up to the stage there to hug Roger Goodell in Cleveland? And there was a pretty good vibe to the NFL draft. Would you not agree with that, Luby, that whether you were an NFL fan or not, you thought it was just a big overblown production where they're choosing up sides, essentially? I got Manny. Okay, I got Mo. A glorified version of choosing up sides.
Yeah,
but very interesting. And you kind of see the thinking of the various organizations. You can see why certain organizations and teams are constantly buried. And we have, you would have to say, reservations always about overwhelmingly embracing what the Miami Dolphins are doing. What are we missing here? They win 5 games when they're trying to lose every game. They win 10 games the subsequent year, even though it didn't seem like they made any great overwhelming changes. And the play that they got from their rookie quarterback was not, overwhelmingly convincing that this guy was the guy. We still have the same opinion there of Tua, jury out. And now they load up, they get a tackle out of Notre Dame. Can you ever go wrong taking a tackle out of Notre Dame? Those are big corn-fed beef.
It's not lately, no. They've done a really good job of putting offensive linemen into the league.
Okay, so they did that very well. And Pete Prisco, as I said earlier this morning, no less of a critic. And I think this guy is very discriminating, no? I mean, he's not one of these guys that's inclined to overwhelming hyperbole.
He hates Tua.
Pete Prisco?
He's uber negative. Like, he literally said Tua's done, he's useless, and he's a bust. Like, he's already called him a bust.
Well, he didn't say that anymore because he implied that Waddle was going to be an excellent asset and that the Miami Dolphins were one of his 3 grades of A that he gave out. 32 teams, only 3 A's in the draft, and he thought Chris Greer handled the whole thing beautifully. Wow. I mean, what happened to Prisco? Did Greer have him over for dinner or something and straighten him out? Because that was overwhelming praise. I'm not sure that I'm as convinced that this is going to be like one of the great drafts in Dolphin history, but we certainly hope so. It was very optimistic, by most of the people, the outlook that they had on what the Miami Dolphins did in this draft. So we hope that plays out. But overshadowing that was the whole Aaron Rodgers thing, was it not? What with the Green Bay Packers?
Yes.
I mean, it seemed like every comment that was made, well, you know what, Green Bay might have to jump up, take a quarterback here. We're not sure about Jordan Love. They did that last year, and that really alienated their big star, Aaron Rodgers, who might be throwing a rock for Minnesota. Does he go the way of Brett Favre and go to the Vikings? No, they have Kirk Cousins. Which is that not like a permanent a statue you could erect to, maybe slightly above mediocrity, having Kirk Cousins as your quarterback? You're going to be stuck, are you not?
Pretty much, yes. You won't suck, but you're not going to be great. You'll be, you can be pretty good. You're just not going to be great.
You think Fuzzy Thurston was rolling over in his grave with this Aaron Rodgers insult to the Green Bay Packers organization, one of the fabled organizations in all of sports? Paul Hornung, he just checked out in 2020. I don't know if Paul cares about what people say about the Packers. He's probably having too good of a time up there playing the ponies. Jim Taylor, 2018, he checked out, the great Jim Taylor. What a backfield they had. A fabled organization being trashed by Aaron Rodgers. Still bitter about the breakup with Danica? No, he's got a hot young actress that he's marrying, right? Aaron Rodgers?
He's engaged to someone who suits him very well.
Do you think that was retribution, and that he was just trying to overshadow anything good that was happening in a draft? Because, as I said yesterday, when Aaron Rodgers was drafted, his draft was worse, his experience, than Carrie's prom night. Was it not? I mean, it was awful. It was painful to watch. That was harder. I mean, when Warren Sapp dropped down there and they found those drug tests in Dennis Erickson's drawer, and he dropped to, like, number 12, you know, Hall of Famer, it wasn't nearly as tragic as Aaron Rodgers falling like a rock all the way down to, like, number 26. So you think he just wanted to get back at the whole draft process, Luby?
A lot of people are speculating it may have been the Packers who leaked it to make Aaron Rodgers look bad, because all it's done since has made Rodgers look bad, and they've looked in a better light.
All right. Paul Campbell of the Marlins suspended 80 games for illegal drug enhancement. Well, I mean, his career stats are just essentially what he did this year. In fact, exclusively what he did this year. 2021 stats. 0-2, an 8.74 earned run average, appeared in 5 games, started 1 as that designated starter when the Marlins were hard-pressed to come up with somebody to go out there on the mound and begin a ball game. 11 innings and a third, did strike out 13, but the walks and hits per inning pitched, 2.21, which is an outrageously high number, right? You don't want that thing much over 1 if you can help it. Paul Campbell, but he says no idea what he was doing, taking these steroids. Now, it's one thing Canseco says it, as he has a syringe sticking out of the vein in his neck. Or Roger Clemens denies steroid use, while he has Paul McNamee sticking a needle in the fanny of his wife there in the bedroom.
Brian
McNamee, yeah. Well, why is Brian here? That was a hard one to explain. I'm not here to talk about the past. He might have gone McGuire on that one, or, I'm not sure. Did he take the Fifth Amendment in that? They had Rusty Harding defending him, the same guy that's doing the Deshaun Watson case, Roger Clemens, against a perjury case that came as a result, or charge that came as a result of what seemed to be, was that not a flat-out lie that he was telling in front of Congress? How did he not get convicted on that one? Roger Clemens. It was pretty hard to explain away.
And how is that proof of him using it, I guess?
What, that McNamee was in there and he flat-out said, oh, yeah, I shot him up.
Exactly.
Many times. that was ugly. But this Campbell says, hey, it was in something I had no idea I was taking. Do you buy that, Luby? Is that a valid excuse?
It's been overdone. So I presume now you know how strong the testing is that you would know what's going on in your body. It's just worth it to do anything you can to make that contract.
When you hear that, do you buy it? Do you give the guy the benefit of the doubt first, or do you immediately condemn the guy as not only a steroid abuser, but a liar?
0.0.
You don't believe him, huh?
All right. Not at all.
It's possible, right?
He's an idiot.
Something?
You should know what's going into your body. Either way, your body's your temple, right? Your body, especially when you're a professional athlete, is everything.
You should know what's going
in your body. So if you don't, that's your fault. Or you do know and you're cheating. Either way, it's bad.
If this steroid is in those frozen Gabilas Canishas I'm addicted to...
Yeah, there you go.
Do you think I know? Do I read the label? No, never. All right, back with more in a moment. Now that.
The time!
Why am I just some flaming liberal? I want to give everybody the benefit of the doubt here, Lenny. It's, anyway, it wasn't doing him much good there. That's an ugly ERA of 8.74. It's 7:21.
LeBron de tres en camino. ¡Sí, señor! ¡El rey! LeBron James tiene 34 puntos.
Grab a bagel and a schmear, plus some Defoe and Luby. Welcome back to the Defoe Show.
Does it diminish in any way, in your opinion, Mike Luby Lubitz, the greatness of a player if that player is also known to do a lot of Danny Ainge-like of crying?
That's a great question.
Ron's always crying. What is he crying about? Come on.
I don't know.
Ron,
we've seen the way guys handle things affect how quickly they do or don't get into the Hall of Fame, so I guess it does.
Well, I don't think there'll be any delay. I mean, they'll waive the time limit or whatever it is that you have to wait to get into the Hall of Fame with LeBron James, as well they should. Great basketball player, no question. Pleasure to watch the guy play, but wow, so much crying, huh?
He does whine a lot. Him and Kevin Durant, like, whine a lot.
Yeah, somebody was talking about the Greek Freak and that he doesn't do anything particularly great. Oh, that was Grant Long yesterday on the program talking about Antetokounmpo or whatever.
He's a great athlete. He's a hard worker, but it's not like he is a good shooter or anything like that.
But what he does, you know, especially well is get away with traveling. I don't know of anybody that gets away with traveling than the Greek Freak, who is, you know, a very entertaining player to watch. I mean, what a power player. And he puts everything that he has into every game. You can appreciate that. But, wow, if it wasn't for the four steps that he's taking. It's like the four seasons here, the four questions. It's 1, 2, 3, 4. It's almost Dave Brubeck, like at 5-4 time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He's still traveling. All right, we want to make somebody happy here, Luby, although it's not going to make you happy because you were just like LeBron James crying to me that this involves a lot of extra work for you and that people don't necessarily even want this stuff that we give away. Is that possible, Luby? We had John Grisham on the show.
Usually these are not my dream, but hopefully someone will want it, and then it'll be great.
All right, here's the deal, and we're going to do this. Anybody who wants to call in and do this, make it easy for Luby. The first person that wants this gets it, and then after that, it's done. And this is going to happen through May 10th on the 940 Wins contest page, but we're going to give away a copy of the book that was written by John Grisham, Sully, his newest entry, Sully, which he spoke of very eloquently here on the show. It's another one of his sports entries. And if you win the book just by calling in to 866-801-0940, you will also be eligible to win this grand prize package of all of his sports books, which includes Bleachers, Playing for Pizza, which is supposed to be excellent, and Calico Joe, all by John Grisham. So you get the whole collection there. Plus, you automatically will get Sully if you call in and are the first caller at 866-801-0940. I think we asked the person to come on the air, make a little contribution, Luby, or no? Is that too much?
Either way, it works. Got time here.
Kind of get the ball rolling here with a couple of calls in this 7 o'clock hour. We have a Deal Volkswagen DeForest Files coming up next. A Deal Volkswagen DeForest Files. And that is going to involve the hockey franchise here, which, wow. Can you believe it? They're 22-1 to win the Stanley Cup. Would you not take that? I mean, that seems like a very generous
offer. Yeah, I mean,
they're
top three and have been, like, top three all season long.
They're up there battling, I mean, and ranked up there with Colorado. Colorado is ranked the number one team in the NHL in many power rankings. Not that familiar with what the Avalanche are even doing this year. You, Luby, have you seen any Avalanche hockey this year? I would say Plutarski on that, 0.0. Las Vegas, of course, Carolina, Tampa Bay, and the Panthers all in their top five. But the Panthers are the longest price by far at 22-1. I just saw that yesterday to win a Stanley Cup. Might not be a bad thing to go ahead and take a little action on. Also, we can tell you this, speaking of giveaways, baseball is back. You can catch a grand in your glove at 940wins.com. Win $1,000 12 times a day. It'll be 12 dimes a possibility. Listen for the keyword on the hour weekdays from 7 a.m. through 9 p.m. Then enter it at 940wins.com. That's 940wins.com. That's powered by Publix, where saving time doesn't have to be a compromise. All right, we're coming back with more. A Deal Volkswagen DeForest Files is on tap. It's a Luby Tuesday on the ALT Defo Show, brought to you by Altitude International. The first person that gets on the air and says something of any relevance whatsoever at 866-801-0940 gets the new book by John Grisham, who was a very gracious guest on the program yesterday and in our instant replay today. And that is a book called Sully, which is very, very interesting. Has a great, great story behind it. And you will also be eligible to win a grand prize, which includes all his other sports offerings. So that's like an $80 value. So get involved there, 866-801-0940, if you like to read. Back with more in a moment. Now that.
The time.
Should we have just said if you can read, Luby? That a bit.
I presume
better.
They can read. I presume.
I think we have a very intelligent audience.
Yes,
I believe
do,
that
yes.
in my heart of hearts. Very intelligent. It's 7:31.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Not quite sure if we're onto something yet. That story in a moment. Hi, Jeff DeForest here for the great people at Deal Volkswagen. Spring has sprung at Deal Volkswagen, where Anna makes buying a VW so easy, and even easier during this Sign Then Drive event. Get a new Volkswagen with practically just your signature. Zero down, zero first payment, and zero security. On Jetta models, Tiguan models, Atlas models, and more. Just sign, then drive. Or get 0% financing for up to 72 months on most new VW models. That's no interest for up to 6 years. You can count on Deal to always offer exceptional prices, selection, and service. Celebrate spring with more green in your pocket when you save at Deal Volkswagen during the Sign Then Drive event. Zero down, zero first payment, and zero security. It's spring break for your wallet. Visit Deal today at the classic location, 3601 Bird Road, or call 305-448-DEEL, or visit DealVolkswagen.com. And you'll be like thousands of happy customers, including me, that say, it's all about the DEEL. The greatest sports motivational slogan ever came from the Mets' Tug McGraw in 1973, when the Mets' rallying cry was, "You gotta believe!" Trouble for most South Florida sports fans is there hasn't been much substance behind that. For so many years, the saying might have to go more along the lines of John Sebastian, as in, "Do you believe in magic?" Or maybe deeper than that, matters of the occult might come into play. The flameouts and just flat-out disastrous results over the past couple of decades have been so mind-numbing, it's hard to believe in anything except impending doom. Hate to be so negative, but that's the naked truth. Especially so far for the Florida Panthers. But the Cats, hate to jinx them, look like they're actually onto something right now. We know this. If there's any league where a team can suddenly go rogue, it's the NHL, where a few subtle changes can make all the difference in the world. Unfortunately, as we dig ourselves out of the year of COVID, the Panthers season has been somewhat of a postscript to other things happening on the sports landscape. Always a tough sell here in South Florida, the few years of success in hockey have usually seen the community come together in cult-like fashion to rally around this team. Sadly, though, it's only been a scant few years where that has happened, with many seasons of just flat-out frustration mixed in between. But why is this year different from all other years? As one of the fabled Hockey 4 questions may go, because this team is actually very good. Whether it's Bill Zito's touch, the maturation of Hubie, Barkov, Ekblad, who unfortunately is out of the picture right now, or better defense and goaltending, it's working. And Joel Quenneville, in his second year here, is feeling and dealing just like he did in his cup years in Chicago. It could happen, even at 22-1. This year's Cats team is legit Stanley Cup material. May just be time to toss out the past and the history of failure and start thinking this thing could be real. You know what they say, you've got to believe. Jeff DeForest with the DeForest Files.
Holy cow, are you as confused as I am about these new tax laws? Thank goodness you can buy all the things you need with a fixed rate second mortgage loan as low as today's prime rate of 7.5%. That's right, 7.5%. Best of all, the low interest payments may be fully deductible. Qualified homeowners get instant approval. Call the Money Store toll free. Dial 1-800-221-9000.
Grab a bagel and a schmear, plus some Defo and Luby. Welcome back to the Defo Show.
Another beautiful day shaping up here in South Florida. Great to be here. We do live in paradise. Jeff DeForest and Mike Luby Lubitz on 940 Winds, 1230 The Zone, around the world on the iHeartRadio app. It's the ALT Defo Show brought to you by Altitude International. All right, we've solicited your telephone calls at 866-801 1-800-930-0940. And this first caller, this next caller, is going to win the book Suli by John Grisham, who was, as we said, very eloquent when he came on the show, as many other sports books. So you're going to be in line also to win the grand prize, which includes his other sports titles, Playing for Pizza. Somebody suggested that to me, said, Defo, you have to read this book, Playing for Pizza by John Grisham. Just absolutely outstanding, whether you're a sports fan or not. Jimmy, you're on 940 Wins, 1230 The Zone. Jimmy, around the world on the iHeartRadio app, you are a winner in front of everybody. Jimmy, how are you? Thanks for calling in.
Well, thank you. Good morning.
How are you, my friend? What's on your mind?
I'm doing great. This is almost as rewarding as winning the Hialeah Park Trivia Challenge on Saturday mornings. I feel great this morning.
Oh, very good. I mean, you took down a top prize there. That's fantastic. And that was not nearly as easy as being the first caller was in this situation. As Luby said, we struggle to give away books and things of that nature here on the show, which I don't know if that's any kind of reflection on the overall mentality of our audience.
Yeah, I don't read nothing.
But, Jimmy, I hope you enjoy the book, and congratulations. Thanks so much for calling in on the show.
Thank you very much.
All right, Jimmy, hold on.
Right, good luck in the rest of the contest there. See, that was painless, Luby. I guess now you have to do, about 18 pounds of paperwork?
Exactly. Yeah. And then I have to make sure it goes through, and then if there's any trouble, it reflects back on me, even though I really had nothing to do with it and it wasn't my idea.
I love when the callers call back in about a month from now and they hate you like poison.
Yes, I love when they go to the sponsors. Like, so it's the sponsors' fault. That's my favorite.
We had that happen. Yeah, that was unfortunate too. Hopefully, that guy has been 86th from the repertoire people calling on the show. It's always strange to find out that people are just as willing to put a knife right in your back, as kind and gentle as we try to be here on the program. All right, you can dial us up, too, 866-801-0940 if you'd like to weigh in on the show. Many things happening, including the surprise, almost unanimous decision among all football experts that the Miami Dolphins were among the very best, among the shrewdest, in acquiring talent during the 2021 National Football League draft. Do you believe that will hold up, Luby? They loved Waddle. Everybody loved Waddle. And under the premise that it was Bartini all along kind of thing, that this was the guy that they actually thought was the best of the receivers available, including Jamar Chase. And, of course, before DeVonta Smith, he was taking several spots. Before DeVonta Smith, who a lot of people thought was the number one guy coming out there. There was the oddity, too. I mean, how strange is the aspect that some of these guys didn't even play last year?
That's the thing that is sort of scary,
Rousseau,
because a guy, Javon Holland, who coming off his sophomore year was a stud, not playing all year. Penei Sewell, a guy that I would have been happy with the Dolphins drafting, he did not play all year, and that should matter.
Very good. All right. Yeah, I mean, it's like when the Heat drafted Martin Mirosep, and there was no video of this guy, just artist renderings. Right? It looked like the Bernie Madoff trial. You were seeing a picture made up in watercolor, and they had that of Martin Mirosep there that they had received from the Utah Jazz, and Pat Riley said, you know what? Why do I care, man? We don't care about the draft. I think it was like a number 25 pick anyway, so it was no big deal. All right, 866-801-0940 on the phone lines. In the 8 o'clock hour, Harvey Fiankoff, of course, longtime newspaper man here in South Florida, covered virtually everything, although not a draft, Nick, Luby. I think we stay away from the draft when Harvey's on the show. What do you think?
Okay, really, yeah, I don't know. I know that's more of a new era thing. Like, I grew up with the draft. I know the draft until, like, the 90s really wasn't a big deal.
I don't know. And he probably had it. Well, he was covering the Dolphins, so he obviously had to get immersed in draft minutia back during the time that he was a beat writer on the Dolphins.
He blacked out because it was so much for so long. He's ready to move on.
Imagine you having to follow around Charles Bricker, who we talked about on a show with Mike Mayo. And, the friendliest of guys, Charlie Bricker. He was a good writer, but, he was one of those hard-nosed, old-school newspaper guys that just looked like, he should have been an editor with cigarette smoke and everything coming up from the desk, and turns around and goes, hey, you got that story yet, Lubitz? What are you waiting on? Yeah, deadline's in 5 minutes. We go without you. We'll have an empty space there. You explain it to the publisher. Brett Tesser, the agent of the Stars, going to be with us as well. He'll be zoned in on the draft and all things that happen around that. And Howard Beck on basketball, always very thorough. Howard Beck on the NBA in the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Jeff DeForest. He's Mike Luby Lubitz. 940 wins, 1230 The Zone. Around the world on the iHeartRadio app on the ALT Defo Show, brought to you by Altitude International. And we will return on a Luby Tuesday in a moment. Now that.
The time.
Greek going to be firing it up, by the way, 3 o'clock today. Marlins baseball, 6:10 with the great Kyle Seeloff, 6:40 for the first pitch as the D-backs come to town and the boys try to right the ship. And let's get the steel Volkswagen run for 71 going on the right track. Right now we're well under the number. It's 7:47.
Fake news would tell you that we don't care for Jews. I tell you all this because I've seen it all, so I just want to set the record straight while they're here. One of our attorneys is a Jew. We have very close friends that are Jewish and rabbis, and we also fellowship with them.
There is nothing better than Defo. Welcome back to The Defo Show.
We always have fun here on The Defo Show. If you happen to miss our conversation with John Grisham, if you happen to miss The Defo Files, brought to you by the tremendous people that do Volkswagen, or you miss our usual suspects in the 8 o'clock hour, or Howard Beck at 9:35, plus Luby's Law, brought to you by Horizon Public Adjusters. Again, if anything happens to your home or business, call Justina Testa. She'll help you out against the insurance company. 954-809-8752. Check all of it out on our podcast, iRadio app, iRadio.com, keyword Defo, D-E-F-O. And always hit us up on Twitter, at Defo Show and at Luby Wins.
I'm going to have to listen very carefully in an editorial and editing type of concept to the Deal Volkswagen DeForest Files, because I will say I had had a couple of drinks before I sat down and wrote that. As we were talking about yesterday, some people do their best work when they're under immense pressure and or coming out of some kind of depression when they're upset about something. Not true, as I mentioned yesterday, my good friend Piscataway Ray, who's going to be on the ticket tonight as we head to the Funky Biscuit to catch the great Tab Benoit, which I heard the first show was just unbelievable. Special guest getting up there on the stage. So going to be a wild night. And I'm hoping that Ray is in a better frame of mind than he was on Saturday when he was handicapping the Kentucky Derby, which he's a very good handicapper, this guy. But, wow, how is it possible to use like 6-7 horses all together, Luby, and none of them even hit the top 10? Not one. 20-horse field. I guess it was 19 by the time they went to the post. And we didn't have anything finish higher than 10th.
That's
classic. All the horses that we used.
That's impressive.
Yeah. Now, is the Preakness going to be some kind of instant replay of what we saw there, where Baffert's Medina Spirit just goes wire to wire, because everybody that's been around horse racing for even the slightest period of time knows that most people feel that speed will hold up the best in the three Triple Crown races, and it may not be true anymore at the Preakness at Pimlico because of the shorter distance and the tighter turns, Luby. Shorter distance, tighter turns, speed balls. It's not like the old Pomona Fair, where was known as Fairplex, where if you blew the first turn, you were on the Ferris wheel, and you would look up, is that the four up there? Oh, look at that. Yeah, it's going to start to go around again. And so is that possible? Does Baffert sit on another potential Triple Crown winner? Everybody roots for the horse that won the Derby to win the Preakness so that you can have a possible Triple Crown set up in the Belmont Stakes. But we'll see. I'm not sure that's going to happen. And then Caton Bradar was right there with Florent Giroux, and that is her husband's jockey. He represents as a jockey agent, Doug Bradar, and was right there with Mandaloon, another horse that I never considered, Luby. Never. Never gave it any consideration or thought. Mandaloon. Totally out of it, man. Completely out of it. That's the way that went. Anyway, I was sort of out of it when I wrote the Deal Volkswagen DeForest Files, but is it crazy? There's zero momentum for this. 22-1, the Florida Panthers are. 22-1 to win the Stanley Cup. They're right there in points. I mean, they have a couple of games in hand, these other teams, Carolina and Tampa Bay. I believe they have two games in hand, both of them, on the Florida Panthers. So even though they have a similar point total, it's 5-1 against. You get 5-1 if you think the Panthers are going to win the division, this central division that they're in. Does that not loom as a possibility, Luby, or are there only like 3-4 games left in a season? What's the deal on that?
I don't know. That's a good question.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Go.
I'm a little confused.
See, you're
it.
Not following this at all.
No.
You know more about this Nebraska Fordham game that's scheduled for 2021. How does Nebraska, honestly, does Mark Emmert, does he do anything there in the office except just collect money? What does this guy do? I mean, how do you go ahead and sanction that? That was like when Canelo Alvarez was forced to fight this, you know, if you had a piñata, a donkey with a bunch of Turkish taffy in it, hitting that would have produced more warfare and fight back than this guy did from Turkey that he fought, Canelo, here at Hard Rock Stadium. And now he's fighting supposedly a legitimate guy, huh, Canelo Alvarez, out there.
Is
in,
he legitimate? Because I know he's undefeated, but I never heard of the guy.
Billy Joe Saunders, I believe, competes in Europe. I want to say Billy Joe Saunders is from, like, England or something. And somehow has got himself a title shot there, and maybe he deserves it with Canelo Alvarez. We'll see. But that was awful, huh? I mean, how do you pick an opponent that weak? It's just like the Alvarez taxi cab drivers he's been beating up from Mexico. Fordham going against Nebraska, and they sanctioned the game. That's crazy, huh? Let's put that to Tony on Thursday, Tony Segretto, and see what he thinks about that. Fordham is going to play Nebraska. Known for what? Announcers, right? Vin Scully?
Well, don't they have a good law school? I don't know. I thought they were like a pseudo Ivy. Like, they may not be an official Ivy, but they're like right around there. I thought they were like a really good school.
Is this a stepping stone for the Fordham program to play Nebraska? It's their first Power 5 conference game since 1954, Luby.
That's crazy.
Yep, nothing like the sanctimony of competition in college sports and interscholastic athletics. All right, we're coming back with more in a moment. Now that.
The time.
Nebraska versus Fordham today. It's going to be a beauty. It's 7:59.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.